to introduce an amazing sales trainer. She provides training around this country, great country of ours. We're excited that she is providing us with a golden nugget tonight. Please welcome with me, Carlin. Carlin, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Stefan. And tonight I'm going to recruit you for some assistance. How's that?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Love it. Well, I'd like to start by talking about, we've talked about the power of your words. We've talked about in some of our golden nuggets how they build or tear down or repel or push away the people that you're trying to market to. Tonight I'd like to talk about some key phrases, things that you hear in everyday network marketing that seem to be used maybe a little improperly. We know it's not how you say, what you say so much is how you say it, but I'd like to give you some phrases maybe to avoid in the future, and tonight the suggestions on what to use instead of those phrases. So that you're clear on your paper tonight, I'm going to make sure Stefan's voice shares with you phrases to avoid, and I will give you the instead try, these phrases in place of. So you can write them down if you'd like to. Hopefully we go slow enough so that you get to put them down, and yet we're still within our five-minute golden nugget time. So, Stefan, you want to start with one of the very key phrases that a lot of people tend to say when they're talking about network marketing.
Sure, Carlin. Avoid, I recently became involved.
That's, everybody wants to start with that one. That's great. Now, here's something you can try instead. Try, I'm working on a project, or I'm on a challenge. I'm working on a project, or I'm on a challenge. All right, Stefan, give us another one.
Avoid, I'd like you to get involved, or I'd like to get you involved.
Very powerful, Stefan. We're going to turn that around, and we're going to say instead try this. I'm looking for the right person, or I'm looking for the right people. Now, this is a big difference. Go ahead, Steph, let's give another one.
All right. Avoid, are you looking for a business opportunity?
Instead try, are you open, or do you keep your options open for expansion or diversification? Do you keep your options open for expansion or diversification? There you go. Stefan, let's do another one.
I think you would love this.
Instead try, this may or may not be for you. This may or may not be for you. All right?
Avoid, you would be good at this.
Instead, try, this might be lucrative for you.
Avoid, I am looking at a new business opportunity.
Great. Now, the I am looking is not the bad part. It's the new business opportunity that everybody wants to kind of choke people with. So let's try this. I'm looking at a new business idea or project. I'm looking at a new business project, or I'm looking at a new business idea. So business idea or project. Good job. Go ahead.
Avoid, are you interested?
Instead, try this. You might want to see this, all right?
Oh, I want you to.
That's right, and that would be an I want you to, dot, dot, dot. So here's what we're going to say. You might want to, dot, 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 or try. You might benefit from, dot, dot, dot. What I've just discovered, what I found, whatever you want to go on with that. Go ahead, Steph.
Avoid, I want.
That's right, because it's not about what you want. We totally have to constantly remember it's about that new prospect. But so remember, that is our key, is what do they want out of the program? What do they want to achieve? So here's what we say. I thought you might want to know.
Avoid, you should.
That's good. That's a parent word, by the way. That's important because a lot of people don't need parents anymore. They need to know how to know how much you care. So try this. Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to, dot, dot, dot?
Avoid, you need.
That's another parental word. So what we want to say is, I suppose you would, or I don't suppose you would, dot, dot, dot. I don't suppose you would, dot, dot, dot.
Avoid, what if I told you?
And replace it with, what if you knew? What if you knew there was a company out there that could dot, 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 okay? What if you knew? Much more powerful. Go ahead.
Avoid, come to a meeting.
Instead, try, meet some other members of the team.
Avoid, so what do you think, or do you like it?
I want to really stop and accentuate that. Stefan, read those again.
Avoid, so what do you think, or do you like it?
Those are the two most common, huge, biggest errors you should never, never, never say when somebody has just viewed a presentation. Because you set yourself up for one, they feel the pressure, and all of a sudden they're starting to think in a whole different direction. You want to know, what did you like best about what you just saw? What do you like best about what you just saw? Or what two things really appealed to you tonight? That's the way you ask that question. Don't ever ask, what do you think? You put all the power in their hand, and it actually will quench you and kibosh you, where sometimes that word no seems to be so personal. That's one of those questions that open it up and give them the power to do that. Let's say it again. What do you like best about what you just saw? Or what did you like best about what you just saw? Thank you, Stefan. Let's hit the next one. Very important.
All right. And this one, Carlin, I have to accentuate. Avoid, avoid, avoid. Guys, folks, gang.
All right. Remember, first of all, very powerful what he just said. Listen, whenever you address emails and or talking on the phone to a group of people, don't you like when I'm talking directly to you? It's about you, isn't it? Or talk about at times everyone, or say everybody, or ladies and gentlemen, because most everything I talk about is really directed to you. I don't care if I have 5,000 people on this call. It's about you. That's the most important key word that we can use on a conference calls, in your emails, and to get people to read from yourself. Don't say, hello, folks, I was addressing, I'm telling every, that's not it. It's, I wanted to let you know. So that's very, very important. I hope that one really stands out tonight. And this is another one that's huge key. So, Stefan, hit it.
Okay. Okay,
gotcha.
Here we go. Everybody pay attention to this one. Deal or opportunity.
I'm going to say this now. It's offer, idea, or opportunity. And the reason opportunity is on both of this list, if you do your homework and you prospect, because you're in the sifting and sorting business, you're trying to learn and discover what it is your prospects do and don't like. If you talk to them, some people might find opportunity to be offensive, or I've heard network marketers say, opportunity is just so overused. I've heard other people who are network marketers say, I love the word opportunity. I love an opportunity. So that can be a negative or a plus. But let's talk about the deal word, what it does when you say that to people. Hey, I want you to take a look at this deal. It's a great deal, 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 deal. Come on, guys, what are you thinking? Huh? That word goes with guys in my book. Deal, guys, folks, all goes together. Because the last time I got a great deal was on a used car lot. Not a good feeling when you're finished. And it really does bring up a lot of negativity because the first thing people tell you, yeah, I got such a deal, and it's a lemon. Don't use that word. It tends to bring up all the negative. Instead, talk to people about, you'll want to see this offer. You'll love this idea. Great opportunity. Those words become much more powerful. I hope tonight's golden nuggets helped you to know what to say. So it's easy for people to tell you, I don't say that. Instead, I've given you phrases to replace those things, to help put things. If you heard things that you've done as bad habits, you now hopefully have some power to break those habits. So those are tonight's golden nuggets that we've laid down. Stefan, you did an excellent job in assisting me tonight. I hope all of you really benefited a lot from what I laid down. And with that, I'll turn the call back over to you tonight.
Thank you, Carlin, and that was a lot of fun. I appreciate you asking me to help you out with that. Thanks so much.